What up to all the geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados out there? Yes, I am using big words today because Mr. Mess 5150 is currently standing in the Hall H line at San Diego Comic-Con. So, welcome to the show. This is your Malice Cast, episode 18 from Hall H. You've got me, your host for the evening, B-Con. And we're going to go around and we'll introduce everybody. But pretty much tonight, we are going to be talking a whole lot of Comic-Con. We've got two people live there. I know Super Whovian Freak was hanging out in the area on Wednesday. So she's got some knowledge she can drop for us. We got the Big Papa Matt. He was on the scene. Of course, Mess 5150 is on the scene. We're going to talk our nerd fight from last week, which was the best superhero movie of 2017 so far. We're going to talk a whole lot of Comic-Con. We'll talk about what are we playing, what are we watching right now. And then we will do our nerd fight for this next week, which is going to be all about best nerd fandom from Comic-Con. And there are a lot of great ones. So I'm going to stop talking for a moment and introduce everybody to you, and then we'll jump in the chat channel and see who's with us. But kind of, I guess, co-hosting with me this evening, Super Whovian Freak.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Gonna be a good night. Gonna be a good night.
A good night, yes. With us again as well is Mr. Igor. Say hello.
Top of the evening to you.
Yes.
At least in my part of the world.
I would say nothing on the coffee mug today. I am sporting the I am sporting the Slurm.
What the heck is that?
Nice.
For all you Futurama geeks like me. And with us, I will let him briefly say hello to you. He's dealing with audio and video issues because it's a bunch of crazy nerds out there. In the midst of the mosh that is Hall H line, Mr. Mess 5150.
Hello to all the geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados. It's crazy out here. And people, I'm sorry. Did you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
You're good. You're good.
For once.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Yay! In the Hall H line right now to get tickets for tomorrow's panels, Warner Brothers and Marvel and Stranger Things. So it's madness because, of course, everybody wants to see what's going on in Hall H. So if you can see behind me, there is a massive crowd, and we are about 600 back from the front of the line.
Wow. Well, we are glad you're with us, what little of you we can see and hear. Kind of look like a smudge at the moment, but...
A little bit.
I know you're having a lot of fun, and he has just been bringing us a ton of video. So, you know, if you haven't, if this is the first time here, make sure you like and subscribe, because we are dropping videos all the time, and we are hoping to have some panels. Nest took a whole bunch of panel videos for us, so we're hoping to have those uploaded soon. He's working on very little sleep, people, because he's been literally sleeping on the grass, in lines, on carpet. I mean, the guy is just, he's been homeless pretty much for the last 2 days.
I got about 4 hours for the last 2 days.
There you go.
About four.
That's three, but this is four. Anyway.
I'll just cut in every once in a while. I started falling asleep in the last panel. We were watching the first episode of The Defenders. They were showing it to us, and I literally was falling asleep so bad that I almost fell out of my seat and caught myself as I was falling sideways.
You did fall so, out.
Yeah. According to my wife, I did fall out of sleep. I just out of the seat. I just didn't.
Nice.
Was it good, though, the first episode?
Here you go.
Of the 20, 30 minutes of it that I saw, it was fantastic.
Awesome.
The rest is a blur of what went where.
Gotcha. Well, producing the show for us, as always, we won't ever forget, Mr. Jack Malice. So if you hear him pop in every once in a while, that disembodied voice, don't worry. Don't be scared, people. It's okay. We deal with the supernatural on this show quite a bit. So it's all right. It's just Jack. Don't worry. And with us on the chat channel, well, if you want to give a few shout outs, go ahead, Super.
Active. Oh, for the love of God. Sorry, guys. I have a dog in my lap and he will be popping up to make appearances. But we have Eric, we got Ryan, we got Beth, we got Robert. And it looks like that's everyone we got going on right now. And they are active and they're talking about they'd rather pay prostitutes than paying David Tennant. They basically they think Comic-Con is way too expensive.
And there goes the dog. And there goes the dog. Well, hey, I'll tell you, kids, prostitution is bad, okay?
It is bad. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude. But then they're talking about Eric being the sexiest guy in the Midwest and that Mesty got a Shatner snuggle. So, you know, it's kind of worth the money to get a Shatner snuggle. That's going to go on his tombstone. Yeah. I got snuggled by the Shatner.
I'd pay for that.
Hey, he's a very classy lady.
I could see it being, I could see people thinking it's expensive because of how much it costs for the, if you get the 4 days, over $200. It's the hotels really that are expensive. But when you compare it to other cons like Disney, like D23 was $81 for 1 day versus for 240 days, the $40, you're getting Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and there's tons of swag being passed out all over the place as well. So the experience, it's what you want to spend your vacation money on. We just like being super nerdy and spending it on math.
Oh yeah.
Robert says it's only bad if you get caught in or contract something. So yes, when you're around that many nerds, stuff happens, okay, people? Mess looks like he's gonna cry, so yeah. Well, let's just jump right in. We don't have a ton of nerd news for you because we really want you to check out everything that we're dropping in the YouTube videos with different recaps that Mest is giving you. The guy is just a video machine right now. I don't know if anybody else, Igor or Super, if you had any kind of nerd news that you wanted to talk about.
I did have one nerd news. There was some news on the Psych movie that came out. Cary Elwes is actually not going to be in it.
Oh.
Like everyone thought. I know it was scheduling conflicts and he couldn't get in it, which is ironic. He's like the one person that was pushing for it and leaked the news is not going to be in it. But they did say that they're working out a contract with USA to try and do 4 more movies. So a total of 5. And he's going to try and be in the next one. So they're going to see how this one goes. And it's Psych, so you know it's going to have the numbers. But they said if they get a high enough viewership for the one week it airs, they're going to look at the, you know, after days. I don't know how they do the DVR numbers, but they're going to look at the DVR numbers. And if they get a decent viewing, they said they'll sign the contract for 4 more.
Nice.
That's so awesome, that would be awesome because then we'd get Cary Elwes and then we get Tim Amundsen back too because he's not, I mean, he wasn't able to film a lot during because of the stroke. So it's going to be awesome if they do that. So that was the biggest thing I saw.
Awesome. Awesome. What about you?
Amazing.
Anything that you've heard, word on the street?
Well, definitely, but sadly, it's on a much more somber note. What happened to Mr. Chester Bennington the other day?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say a quick word about that. Please. Not only because of the, you know, of the influence of holy crap, that's been a worldwide band for over 2 decades now.
Mess was lighting a lighter for him right there. I don't know if everybody saw in the little video, but
I wrote a really, really crappy article for him in the middle of the night last night. I don't know how conscious I was while I did it, but you guys will get to see it come hell or high water because you never want to. You want to just look at situations like that, whether they're a huge nerd like good old Chester and the entire band, the entire band is. They even had their own mobile game where it was them as 2D characters versus the evil 3D graphics corporation a while back. But you never want anybody to define you by anything negative, one negative thing that you do. So. And I'll just say, remember a huge, huge fellow nerd and remember him for all the awesome that he did.
Right, totally.
Hot damn, it's a lot of awesome.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, they just changed the music scene. Just put it on its, just flipped it on its head. In the way that they brought really genres of music together. And the words, I mean, I think there's not, I don't think there's one person alive that can listen to a Linkin Park song and not connect emotionally with at least one of their songs.
At least, yeah. I mean, you may not love everything, you know, because what band, honestly, can you say, I love every single thing they've come out with? It just doesn't happen, you know? But they did, I mean, I grew up listening to them. They were one of the first, I don't want to say like adult bands that I listened to, but they were one of the first, yeah, that I discovered and found on my own that wasn't something that my older sister listened to or that wasn't my older brother was listening to. It was just something I found and discovered. And so it was a really, really sad day.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to say, there's been a lot of, I didn't mean to even go in this direction, but I feel like it's necessary to say that there's been a lot of negative things even said. And I would just say, we're all nerd family here. And I would just say, hey, right now is a time to love people and to really have empathy for each other. Mess is out there with a half a billion people, it looks like, behind him. And all of them there are united in one thing. And yeah, it may just be their fandom and it may just be to see their favorite stars or comic book heroes, but like do something that involves like caring for others or showing respect for people, because we've got enough crap going on in this world that like, can we all just come together and just be positive? You know what I'm saying? Because negativity just breeds negativity. And dude, Chester was an awesome dude. No matter how we have to say goodbye to him or why, he was an awesome dude. And I will always remember and be thankful for his music and just what he brought to me as a little punk teenager, you know, being able to relate to the words in his song. So I'll end it there. I don't know if Mess wants to try to say anything. He may. He's an absolutely huge, huge, huge fan. We'll see if he wants to.
As you hear my audience behind me come in. Just to let you know, I had no idea about this yesterday. When I found out, I was in the middle of the Kingsman Golden Circle panel, and it was a phenomenal panel. I'm on Sky, I'm at Cloud Nine, I'm smiling, I'm super happy. And then I see the news about Chester, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. Linkin Park is by far, I have two favorite bands, Depeche Mode and Linkin Park, and Depeche Mode is a big influence to Linkin Park. So knowing the ordeals that Chester has gone through over the years, it really hurt. I was watching Good Mythical Morning, and they did a video with Chester about a month ago. With him and Mike Shinoda, and they look super happy, having fun. But what they've come back to on this is he was super close with Chris Cornell, and after what happened with Cornell, he hung himself on Cornell's birthday. So it's
53rd birthday. Yeah.
I want to follow up on what Beacon is saying, and it's not so much to get along and love each other and stuff. It's if you guys, if there's anything, depression's not no joke. If you need somebody to talk to and stuff, there's sources for that. And please use those sources to utilize that stuff. If you watch the video that I did of the recap of Golden Circle, I seem out of it, but it's not so much I'm out of it. I'm trying to hold back tears while I'm talking because I wanted to get the stuff out. But it, I think it hit me even more when we saw the recap of the last 99 episodes of Walking Dead, and you see all the people dying. I just started bawling because I was like, it made me think about Chester a lot more, and it hit me hard. I've been part of the Linkin Park Underground since the inception of it. I've bought every single thing that they've had. I've seen them live 6-7 times. I've actually talked to a couple of the members. Chester, I never really got to talk to and stuff, but it's really heavy. And that wasn't a joke to their new song, which
is called Heavy, but even that song alone, we're talking about some super cheers right now, even that song shows what they were kind of, as they say, the words were really close to what he was dealing with at the time. So yeah, that was it. I don't want to bring everything down. I saw, I think from Jack Malice that
check my baby.
That there was something about Stargate that Robert brought up.
Yeah, there was. He said, "What is it?" He said, "Stargate prequels." Stargate prequels. Is that what he said? So I actually missed that. Did anyone see that? So it looks like there is going to be in talks. I don't know if it's in talks or if it's a done deal that there's going to be prequels. But if it's even no matter what, that would be really cool. That would be a cool show to have prequels too. So
absolutely.
They were also talking about Valerian, asking if Valerian was good. And Eric said it wasn't, I think he said it wasn't as good as the anime. Not the same as the anime, but it was still good. I know Beth said that the visuals and visually it was just absolutely stunning, that you would think the whole thing was done with CGI. And I don't think it was all done with CGI. So it was for a visual treat. It's worth going to see.
Very, very cool. Yeah.
And hey,
go ahead.
It does have Rutger Hauer as the president of the World State Federation and Ethan Hawke as Jolly the Pimp.
So, so that's what they saw. I mean, I saw Spider-Man today, so that was pretty good. It was entertaining. I liked that it wasn't like a true reboot. I totally just liked the way he was brought in through the Avengers, and I didn't have to sit through Uncle Ben dying again. And, you know, right. I mean, it was so much less angsty than, I mean, I love the Tobey Maguire ones, don't get me wrong, but there was no confliction of, do I want to be this or do I not want to be this? Like, there was no battling of the normal life until the very end of the movie where he decided I'm going to stay, but he still wanted to be Spider-Man. It wasn't even about giving up the Spider-Man. So it was totally great in that regard. The acting was good. The side characters were great. So I really liked it.
Awesome. Awesome. And the Big Papa Matt had one of his Quest for 100 articles out there on Spider-Man. So definitely check out the website, mouse-corp.com, and check out Big Papa Matt's review. He always gives some great insights into the movies. I do have the info on Stargate. It is returning with a prequel series about the beloved archaeologist Catherine Langford. So it's a 10-episode Stargate Origins will air on a dedicated new streaming service, Stargate Command. So that is the Stargate info. And I'm excited, dude. I love Stargate. I love that universe. I'm a huge fan. So it's going to be fun to see some new life kind of breathed into that. And also get that backstory on Catherine. That's really cool. All right. So I think with that, we'll jump into our next segment.
One last nerd thing news that has to do with Comic-Con that I wanted to bring up. Sorry, they're looking into it right now. I've got my people topping away to find out, but they confirmed a Doctor Doom movie is being made.
Oh, yes.
Yesterday. Nice.
So I can't remember if it's the director or the producer of Legion, but he confirmed it yesterday that that's his next project.
Awesome.
So that was the last thing I had to chime in on.
Oh, that is amazing.
Where are you going? Sorry.
No, you put a smile on this nerd's face, dude. I am a huge Doctor Doom fan, so I hope they do him right. I hope they do him justice, man.
Because you know they'll do him right.
Man, he's the greatest villain in comic book history, in my opinion. Like, I love the guy. No, he's the greatest.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He is. He is.
And an anti-hero at times, too. So,
there's that.
All right. So, but we'll go ahead and move on to our next segment. And let's talk about our last week's nerd fight. So, I'll pull up the results on that. So last week's
I've been too busy with the Lions. I really want to know who won because I haven't been able to look.
Mest hasn't been able to vote. He's excited. All right, I'm going to cast a vote right now while I go to it.
Me too.
Because I hadn't voted yet.
Well, last time I looked, it was super, super close. So that's why I was curious.
Yeah. He's this year? Executive producer.
Yeah.
I heard a voice from
the
back.
Executive producer and the creator of the show.
Yeah, like I said, I had my fact checkers checking, and it's executive producer of Legion that is doing Dr. Doom.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Was that Mrs. Mess that told you?
No.
No, okay.
that is Mrs. Our ghostwriter aficionado writer.
Awesome.
Oh, right on.
All right.
Okay. So I guess I better refresh. I'll tell you, I just cast a vote for Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So I had been voting for Logan, because that is my favorite of this year. But it is dang close, people. And you can vote until midnight Pacific time. So make sure you get those votes in. But I'll run down the list of there's only five that we put on there. We have, of course, Logan. We have Wonder Woman, Guardians of the Galaxy, Lego Batman, and Spider-Man Homecoming. So bringing up the rear with actually no votes, and I think it's probably because not a lot of people have seen it yet, is actually Spider-Man Homecoming. So I give the lonely tear drop because I'm sure it is an amazing movie. Super Moving Freak saw it today. She said it was great. I know Matt had lots of great things to say about it. But I think it also speaks to just the quality of superhero movies that we've had this year.
I mean, even Lego Batman, I know I don't think it got a lot of votes because I just don't think a lot of people that we were showing the poll to saw it. Because it was marketed to kids, but even Lego Batman was fun. I mean, the best thing about Lego Batman was the fact that it was because it was animated, you got to have literally every character you could possibly think of be in that fight at the end. I mean, there was Godzilla, there was Voldemort, there was Dracula, you know,
and even characters that Joker just made up, like Condiment Man.
Exactly. You know,
actually, so, you underestimate comic books, my friend. I'll just say that.
you got to have all these villains that Lego Batman is going up against. And so you have Batman, you have Robin, you have Barbara Gordon, and I think there was one other person.
Oh, Alfred. Alfred was dressed up in a bat.
Alfred, that's Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was hilarious.
I will just plug it in. People, if you haven't seen it and you need a good laugh, watch Lego Batman. Just even the first like 10 seconds of the opening, the black screen. All great superhero movies start with a black screen. Fantastic. It is a great, fun movie.
Yeah. I mean, just to even watch the Joker that's crying in his bunker because he's not Batman's biggest enemy. Like, you're not my arch enemy. You know, I hate you, but you're not the arch enemy. And he's crying in his bunker because he's not the arch enemy. It's like, I mean, that's ridiculous, but it's funny.
I did enjoy the relationship that they explored between Batman and Joker. I'm sure Igor would say the same because I know he's...
And it was not until the Lego movie and this sequel that you realized that, no, not Kevin Conroy. No, not Christian Bale. Will Arnett's best Batman. I didn't know that, but there you go.
In his movie,
he even had Billy Dee Williams reprise his role as Harvey Dent.
Mm. And didn't Zach
Galifianakis, Batman 1989?
Was it Zach Galifianakis that did the Joker voice in it? I'm pretty sure.
I think it was. Yeah,
it was. He did a pretty good job too. I mean, he's no Mark Hamill. Let's be honest.
No.
But he did a fantastic job.
But I think in a movie like that, you don't want him to be, because that movie was campy, you know. it was campy, so you kind of want someone that was a little bit more campy with the role.
So Lego Batman did come in second to last. It did get one vote. I mean, and to be fair, there weren't a ton of votes out there in this week's poll, and that's okay. There's a lot of things going on right now. Guardians of the Galaxy came in third with a total of...
I wasn't able to tweet.
Yeah, when Mess said he wasn't able to tweet out his
no.
pick, so...
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 with 13 votes came in third. Second place, Wonder Woman. 17 total votes, and it was just behind the leader so far, yeah. Logan with 19 votes. So, any of those movies we want to talk about real quick, or do we want to move forward?
That's I still say far. Wonder Woman's the perfect comic book movie out of that bunch. That's the one that hit all the notes.
The notes, yeah. I mean, Logan.
So on the Wonder Woman.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was gonna say, Wonder Woman. No, I actually, last night in line, I had a guy come up to me. That he had been stumbling around a bit, and he was looking for a lighter, and I happened to have one, so a cigarette for him, and we started talking. And he's the vice president of production for Bad Hat Harry, which is Bryan Singer's company. And we were talking about the effect of Wonder Woman and how it actually makes tomorrow's paneling for the DC Warner Brothers panels, because now people have something much more to look forward to for Justice League and Aquaman. But beyond that, he actually had a gripe with Wonder Woman. He thinks that wouldn't have been as good if not for Chris Pine being in it. He thinks Chris Pine, his banter is what made the movie well, good. That was an interesting argument. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, come on. I mean, that's like saying that, so one character made the movie better, so if he hadn't been in it, it would have been crap. You could have said that for any movie. You could have said if Professor X wasn't there to keep Logan grounded, then it wouldn't have been as good. I mean, that's such a weak argument.
I was just bringing up a point that I hadn't heard before. It was very surprising. Yeah. I was like, okay, you know. And then, you know, I think he did make the movie better, but I think Gal Gadot was inspired casting after you saw how well she did at it.
Yeah, it was.
And the movie's phenomenal.
He did make the movie better. I'm not going to lie. Chris Pine was fantastic, and they had amazing chemistry together.
Now, keep in mind, granted, he works for Bryan Singer, so he's going to be an X-Men loyalist. So.
Exactly. So. Very, very true. Yeah.
There is that, yes. We did just get a vote for Spider-Man, by the way. Right, breaking news. We did get a vote for Spider-Man. So Spider-Man is no longer the bottom. It is tied with Lego Batman with one. So yes, chat channel has spoken. Thank you, chat channel. Man, I did not want to leave Spidey all alone down there. No.
He deserved more because it was a good movie. Very entertaining.
I do have to read. Marley Boss says, I didn't see Logan. I do not get to see a lot of movies. I feel like Bones, constantly prepped to say I don't understand their reference.
Bones I love, is a good show.
Thank you for the Bones shout out too.
Yeah, Bones. But I mean, even that you could. I mean, Cassiel too. That's his catchphrase. Is I don't understand that reference. You know,
I don't get that.
Yeah. But Bones too, because you know Booth was always giving out references, and she was just like, "Is that a thing? Like, why would you do that?" You
just know, totally oblivious.
Yeah. But the when she did start embracing pop culture, it was, you know, funny, like when she dressed as Wonder Woman the one year for Halloween and the things that she did, like, it was great.
It was a fantastic show. One of my wife's favorites, actually. So very, very cool. Logan, you need to see it, though. Especially if you're an X-Men fan, if you're a Wolverine fan, if you're a Professor X fan, you need to see it. Just for the, you know, to see where those two characters end up, you know, and see how that journey ends. But you also need to see it for X-23, because Daphne Keen just lights that movie up. And
yeah, she did.
She was incredible.
That was really good casting on their part.
Phenomenal young actress. So lots to look forward to, I think, in her career, especially if they keep rolling out more X-23 movies with her in it. So
Bones has gross teeth. What Bones was he watching?
Emily Deschanel, come on.
No, she had great teeth.
She does.
You know?
I don't know what you're talking about, Ryan. I can't follow you there.
like you were saying though, Mr. Beacon, that's why, you know, great Wolverine story, which is why I voted for Wonder Woman. Because it was a great action drama, even kind of thriller. But it wasn't really a comic book movie so much as, okay, let me tell a really awesome story about Wolverine. And it knocked that way the heck out of the park.
Right.
But you want the action, you want the drama, you want the silly, you want the, you know, like you were saying, even the banter and the visuals. As much as people do like to pick on, even at the very end, I thought even the CG, when they dropped that in there and DC's adored color correcting, this time actually made it all look like a comic book movie. So Logan was an amazing movie, but Wonder Woman was an amazing comic book movie, specifically.
Yeah,
I agree. I can agree with that.
I can. I just think Logan just touched on...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, not a lot of... Right. I mean, I'm an emotional person. I have feelings and all that stuff, but Logan, man, I mean, it was a gut punch for me. Mm-hmm. A total gut. I'm a huge X-Men fan, huge Wolverine fan. I remember when Origins came out, and I remember me and my brother just completely geeking out, reading every single comic, can't wait till the next one comes into the store so we can buy it, and following that whole series together.
Oh, Origins, so, the comic. I thought you meant the Wolverine Origin, the movie, for a moment.
No, garbage. Garbage.
Yeah, that was garbage. No, the
comic series, Wolverine Origins.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Fantastic, fantastic. So I remember, you know, growing up doing that. So for me, just, man, there was just so many touching moments in that movie that, and let's be honest, and if I'm spoiling something, I'm sorry, but the movie's been out for a long time, people. It's been on DVD for a long time. When you kill a superhero, and a superheroes aren't supposed to die, but they do in the comics all the time. And that's what I loved about Logan, is they weren't afraid to go there. And of course we saw it in Wonder Woman too. We did see Chris Pine's character, right? We saw him, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, sacrifice himself at the end there.
Yes. I think they were both great.
And Guardians, by the way, Guardians doesn't get enough love either.
Well, he had to sacrifice himself because we couldn't bring him along. Sorry. Didn't mean to just bring him back up to the,
yeah,
the present. Yeah.
No, you couldn't.
He'd be an old fart.
He would be. He would be like Peggy Carter, yeah, you know, from Captain America.
So. Oh my God, what killed him?
And then they would say they're just copying the Captain America movie.
Well, people love gender swapping, right?
But I think Guardians had a lot of heart, personally. I mean,
he did.
So
Guardians, that was the one I was going, the music alone. I mean, the music alone and the soundtrack alone in Guardians, and how it actually moves the movie forward is just, I mean, fantastic. From that opening scene of hearing Brandy, you're like, what is going on right now? Like, it was a throwback for me. And it, like you said, it's how a soundtrack should be. It's how they used to be. And we've almost gone away from that, it seems like. And Wes is shaking his head. Yes, agreeing. Yeah. Why is Robert the Man? Hold on. I'm reading the chat channel now. So 17 years of Hugh Jackman outshines Gal Gadot's 1.25 movies as Wonder Woman.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're comparing histories, but that's just ridiculous to do. We're comparing these individual movies. I mean,
it's hard to say. These are all great movies, people. I mean,
they
you
are.
Should watch every one of them twice.
So
this is the man that has played the same character more than anybody else by doing it. So
exactly.
I mean,
exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a legend. It was a great send off, and I'm really gonna miss him in the role. I'm not gonna lie. So.
As well as Xavier.
Now, he said he'll come back if they ever join with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
He'd come back and do it again.
Exactly.
That's his only stipulation.
Which brings
he probably
me
said
to
that
my
because he knows
point.
Fox won't do it.
Deadpool and Wolverine together. I need that movie. We need that movie.
I'd be happy with Cable Deadpool.
I need some
footage
from Deadpool. I was very. If are we gonna roll into some Comic-Con stuff? Because that was very annoying. That frustrated me, that what they did on Thursday with the
what.
I'm glad I brought up Deadpool. Then. Let's go right into it. Go ahead, Mess. Take it away.
Yeah, what happened?
So, So on Thursday, you had the 20th Century Fox panel, and that's all it was named. That's all it was called. So there was a lot of people in line because we all had the assumption Deadpool 2 is coming. The movie comes out before next Comic-Con. This is your only opportunity to bring it here. You haven't revealed what Cable looks like yet, and you have 2 weeks of filming. Perfect opportunity. And the morning, Thursday morning, the panel's name changed from 20th Century Fox to Kingsman Golden Circle. And that's all it was. Now, granted, it was a phenomenal panel. It was a when I get that video up, once I get it on and stuff, watching Halle Berry chug a pint of bourbon is worth it alone.
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah.
I need to make sure I'm visiting our channel. Dang.
But, yeah, it's not on there yet. But no, what happened was the Statesmen, which are the, you know, the American Kingsmen, they are bourbon suppliers instead of being tailors. And because Jonathan Ross, who is a very famous television personality from London, was moderating the panel, he said that since you guys are all bourbon providers, we should drink some bourbon, and pulled out a bottle of bourbon. And he's like, I got glasses here. Are you guys up for it? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. And on the panel, you had Egerton, who plays Eggsy. You had Colin Firth. You had Channing Tatum, Halle Berry, the dude. Why am I blanking on his name now? The dude from Lebowski.
Dude, man, his dude is Deuterino.
And you have one of the directors. So he started passing out the glasses. And he's like, I don't know why they gave me one of these glasses, which is a pint. So the pint gets in front of Halle Berry, and Channing Tatum just starts pouring and pouring and pouring. And she's like, I can't do that. And later on, they start egging her on with it, and the crowd starts chanting shot. And she's like, oh, I'm a woman. You don't think I can do it? I can do it. And she pounds this bourbon. And literally about 30 seconds later, the camera comes back because Channing Tatum's talking. He's sitting next to her, and she looks zoned out, dead to the world, just staring off into space. And the crowd starts busting up laughing, and Channing looks over at her, and he's like, you okay? She's like, huh? And by the end of the panel, her head was in her hands. So it was a hilarious panel to watch. So once I get that up, you guys will enjoy it, but... Yeah, it's worth it for that alone.
Hey, a mess. Beth wants to know, was Mark Strong in that panel?
Mark Strong was not in the panel.
Okay, not
in the panel. No, Mark Strong's a... No, he was not in the panel.
Okay,
which was funny because he wasn't there, but Colin was there, and Colin couldn't say anything. Like, every time they asked Colin something, Colin Firth would be like, well, I'm in the trailer, I shave a lot, and that's really all I can say, because that's all you ever see him do in the trailer. And I thought it would have been better to have Mark Strong probably there, but it's Colin Firth, of course, you know.
Right.
You know, yeah, but they did show us the first like 15 minutes of the movie. It starts off on a bang. It's freaking awesome. I'm super excited. They showed us Julianne Moore for the first time in a full scene playing Poppy, who's the bad guy. And it's pretty sick and twisted, the type of person she is, but it's awesome as well. And we got a scene of Channing Tatum fighting Eggsy, and that was fun as well. So I'm excited. The movie's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, and shout out to Jeff Bridges, the dude.
That's the name.
Yeah.
I know who it is, but I'm probably...
Yeah, I know.
4 hours sleep. Four hours sleep.
We don't want to leave him hanging, so no. Yes. So thank you all the chat channel, because they were all like, Jeff, it's Jeff Bridges, come on. So,
you mean Flynn Taggart?
Quinn Taggart.
My wife was worried about me going on the podcast, because she's like, you're gonna have a brain fart and just not be able to talk. I'm like, no, I can do this. I'm good. I'm awake. I can do it.
Yeah, and you're actually coming and through really good right now.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, well,
I'm in the middle of a million people. I haven't slept. I'm fine.
Lo and behold, it's the it's one of the greatest actors of all time that I absolutely love, that I can't remember his freaking name.
So. It's all good. So
Mess, we had a rumor from the chat channel that said Comic-Con is the one place where crop dusting does not clear out a crowd.
I would.
Well, I would not bet against that. when we're all outside in line all night long, crop dusting wouldn't be able to. It would just evaporate away. We're not in buildings too much.
But you know what will kill you at Comic-Con is when you walk by the tick exhibit. Don't yes. go in the smoke, dude.
By the way, I wanted to talk to you about that. So, guys, go watch the video.
Asbestos is real. Mesothelioma. Okay.
Yeah. Whenever you see any freak at Comic-Con, freaking, it ain't mist. It ain't gonna cool you off like you think it is. It's gonna kill you.
Well, Superhuman Freak sees this booth, and she walks over to this hole in the tick booth that's got smoke coming out of it. Oh, we're getting our wristbands right now.
Awesome.
But she's like, what's
show us your wristband.
And she walks in there, and she sticks her head in it, and you start hearing her hacking and coughing, which I think that's why so many people have watched that specific video, because they're probably going to laugh out of it. But I went back by there later in the day.
Yeah.
And they boarded that hole up. So I guess you weren't the only one.
clearly. All they had to do was just put a sign like, this isn't mist, like, don't stick your head in, you know. Because I thought it was going to be like nice and cool and water vapor, and it was not.
I don't want to use a dated reference, but I could really say, here's your sign for sticking your head in.
I know.
So
yeah.
Robert wants to know, Super, did you get a contact buzz from it?
No, yeah, I did not.
That's not how you hotbox. That's not how you hotbox.
It made everything smell like eggs for like an hour, and not Ooh. Good eggs.
Ooh. Oh, very funny. Very funny.
You're a brave soldier. You're a brave soldier.
Yes.
I got a wristband to put on. I'll be right back.
He's getting the wristband. I see the smile. Definitely make sure you check out the videos. I want to shout out for one in particular from last night.
Nice.
So Mess was, here he is. He's getting his wristband on. Mess was waiting in the Hall H line. And, you know, today had a whole bunch of great, great panels a couple things called
Fear the Walking Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead, The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones.
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory, yeah.
I was joking with Mest earlier that I was just like, he was like, yeah, we're waiting in line. And I was like, oh, what's the panel, you know? And he's like, oh, it's Fear the Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, one other one,
yeah.
Defenders, and then the Big Bang Theory. And I'm like, how does the Big Bang Theory fit in there? It's like, death, mayhem, yeah. destruction, bloody gory, ooh, pad thai couches. You know, like, how did that relate?
All right, now you guys get to see. Sorry to chime in again, but now you're going to start seeing the madness because we're starting to move.
Okay.
They're on the move. Dun, dun, dun.
But what I wanted to say is, so they were all waiting in line last night. And, you know, it's the middle of the night. They're all waiting in line. And all of a sudden, several of the Game of Thrones cast came through and started hanging out with everybody and started taking pictures with everybody. So there's a video out there on the on this channel of Mest totally letting his nerd show, getting pictures with the cast.
I think it was the giddiest I've looked on any of the videos, because I was just like, this is so cool. This is cool. This is so cool.
Oh my God.
The best part about it was, unfortunately you don't see the picture I take with Bran, but, cause I didn't think about taking video until after Bran had already walked by. And it's when I get to Grey Worm and Missandei.
Yeah.
First Grey Worm, I'm still videotaping, but I'm taking like a selfie shot. And Grey Worm's like, are you taking videoing? Photos? Yeah. Like, well, video. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, how are you doing that? I love technology. How are you doing that? I'm like, well, there's a button right here. That lets me, take
he's
a photo
totally explaining
time.
It to him. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was super cool. I'm like, you got a Twitter? And he's like, yeah. I go, I'll tweet it to you. And he's like, okay, cool. And then I go to Missandei, and she does the same thing. First, she gets ready for a picture, and she sees video. And she's like, oh, it's video. Hello. And she's like, are you taking photos too? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, is that a Samsung? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh.
Oh, my iPhone wouldn't let me do this.
It was just a fun experience, and they were being super cool with everybody. Like, they weren't pushing through and like, we only have this amount of time to do it. They were letting everybody come up and take photos. The security guards were, Brand would get a little close to the line at times, and the security guard would just grab his arm and be like, can you take a couple steps back? He's like, okay, cool. You know, the one I felt bad about was there was an actress sitting there, and I knew her face, but I couldn't put the face to the name. And I hate walking up to people to ask for a photo if I don't know what they're in. And she was in the current season of The Walking Dead. She is the leader of the group that is in the trash
land. Gotcha.
And it wasn't until I... Yeah. Well, it wasn't until I got into the shuttle as we were leaving, I was like, that's who she is. And like, nobody was taking pictures because it was all, everybody was focusing on the Game of Thrones people, but I was still like, that would have been cool to talk to her and, you know, get something with her.
Yeah.
But she came out too as well. So, I mean, people do come out and check out the lines. It is really cool when it happens. Generally, they're out there at like 3-4 in the morning doing it, and just doing it when people don't really see that there. I know Whedon has done it in the past where he'll come and photobomb people. So Joss Whedon will walk out with people that are sleeping and take selfies next to him and keep walking down the line.
Hey, Mess, can you stand? Yeah, stand right there because we're
there you getting go.
Blinded by the light from that stage.
Yeah, you've got
I know.
A spotlight.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm in a line that moves. So.
No, you're okay. Yeah. You're okay. You're okay. Yeah. Just letting you know.
It's very atmospheric blindness.
Yes, it was kind of strobing me out there. So great.
The thing about it is it's a the whole entire Adult Swim area is out here, and they stay open till like 1 in the morning. So they need giant spotlights to let people do all the Adult Swim prank games. Actually, it looks like the ghosted laser tag is going on next to me as well. A bunch of kids wearing laser tag.
Oh, hey, are you by that yacht? Are you by that rich guy's yacht? And the IMDb
He's a little farther. He's a little farther down than where we're at right now.
Okay. Cool.
Sorry.
Cool.
Go ahead, chit chat, guys. I'm sorry. I don't mean to take over.
Yeah. No. No worries.
What's going on in the chat?
They've been quiet for a little bit.
Yeah,
here.
they were listening to you. Although Marley Boss says she's getting a thunderstorm. So,
did they have any questions about anything that they were like that about Comic-Con or if you guys want to chime off?
Any questions? Marley Boss says she feels like yelling at Thor for the thunderstorm. So that's great. I know that Ryan did go to bed, unfortunately, that it was getting really late for him. So Ryan did go to bed.
He did offer snuggles for $2,000 each. So
yes.
He said he loves you all and $2,000 snuggles anytime you're willing to.
Shatner's cheaper.
Well, before we get into the next week's nerd fight, did you want me to kind of give the highlights from what happened today?
Go for it while you're coming in clear. Hit us with it, and then we'll end with the nerd fight. So go for it.
Okay, so we started out with Big Bang Theory. There wasn't much there. It was their 10-year anniversary. So they brought Johnny Galecki and Kelly Cuoco and stuff. It was the first time they've been in Hall H since about 7 years ago. So it was just them having fun. Didn't give any insight into whether Amy's saying yes or no.
Of course not. They're not going to drop that spoiler, dude.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that was fun about the panel was I can't remember who the girl is, but they said it was special moderated guests that are people you love to hate. So it was Kripke was one of them. And
Eric Kripke?
Yeah.
Dude, so that would have been awesome.
He was moderating with the thin blonde girl that's not as light. That's not part of the main people.
Right.
So, and they're like, yeah, the people you love to hate, but they
the girl that played Rowena? Or not Rowena, Ramona in the
I believe
finale?
So.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Because she's like, I kind of helped them get together. So
exactly. So, yeah, I don't know the actress's name.
Can't hate me too much. Yeah.
But I do know you're talking about the one that played Ramona. Okay.
Yeah. So they were the guest moderators. It was a fun panel. Unfortunately, Maylin Balik sent out on Instagram that she had a situation happen where she wasn't going to be able to make it. So she bowed out at the last second. The best part of the panel is at the end, there was a scene cut for time where Maylin Balik sings Soft Kitty in different versions for Sheldon.
Oh, nice.
So they had the entire crowd sing it to a follow the lines type of thing. So they had Soft Kitty first, trying to remember what was there was Hard Turtle, and I can't remember what the third one was, but the actor that plays Raj kept getting everybody to get louder and louder singing. So it was quite fun. That's on the video once it gets up. We moved from there into Fear the Walking Dead, which most people just use that as a bathroom break panel usually.
Fear the Walking Dead, yeah.
Yes. Although when I watch it, it looks like it's getting better. So I kind of want to go back and watch it after seeing what was going on. But Chris Hardwick moderated that panel, and he let everybody know that he'd be moderating that panel, and had a moment of silence for the stuntman that passed away last week on The Walking Dead, and let us know that the entire cast of The Walking Dead had actually planned to not come to Comic-Con because of the situation, but they knew it was for the fans, and they felt it was important to keep honor to him and stuff.
Yeah.
So then, rather than have a moderator for the actual Walking Dead panel, they just had the cast up there, and Kirkman, and they just answered questions. And the one little thing that I caught in it that nobody else seemed to have caught was they talked about how it was 8 years ago was the first time that Andrew Lincoln knew that the show was going to be popular, was going to be good because of the response they got at Hall H. And they asked who was here 8 years ago, and a couple of people clapped, and they go, who's going to be here 8 years from now? And, the crowd claps. They make the joke of who from the cast is going to be here 8 years from now. And Gail Ann Hurd goes, nobody. And I was like, so are we saying the show's going to end before 8 year mark? Or are we saying that everybody is potentially on the chopping block and at some point everybody that's on Walking Dead right now will die? So it was an interesting little thing. She's the producer. She's the producer, and she threw that in there. She said that.
Interesting.
So. Now, once again, they made jokes about once somebody says something, it becomes canon. Like they,
I know, right? Yeah,
right?
You gotta really watch that stuff.
Well, rumors ensue.
Hardwick said something about like somebody giving somebody else a call, and they're like, "There's gonna be a magical phone in season 10." They showed us the trailer for the season. Looks phenomenal. It is. Full on, it's wartime with Negan. So, I have a recap coming up of that. We went from there into Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones started off extremely cool. Hodor came out.
Nice. Was he the moderator?
He was the moderator, and he came out.
Awesome.
And everybody chanted Hodor.
Hodor.
They all chanted. They said he said Hodor. And then he started walking away. He's like, no, you know. And it was a fun panel, but it was just him asking questions over and over. It wasn't nothing having to do with the show in terms of where we're going and stuff like that. We did get two new trailers for it, and they both looked fantastic. You know how Game of Thrones is. There's so much stuff thrown into those trailers. It's hard to pick out what's really going on. So
was there any kind of clarity to the schedule for season 8? Because I know the Big Papa Matt on his last Nerd Mosh Pit was talking about the rumor out there that it might be 5 to 6 episodes and they'll be full length.
They didn't go into that.
2 hours. They didn't go into that at all.
Not at all. It was just basically questions of like a lot of questions of if you could pick any person not to die, who would it be? Because keep in mind, the guy who played Hodor was asking the question.
Right.
So
let's not spoil anything though here.
Yeah,
and a lot of little jabs at the actor that plays Bran about how he had to carry Bran everywhere. Yeah. There's a lot of that. We went from there into the Twin Peaks panel, which was okay. It opened up with a David Lynch video that was very odd, and that's what you would expect, because David Lynch wasn't able to be there. But by far and above, great panel. Preacher came out
swinging.
Oh God. They brought Seth Rogen out, which was cool. And had the cast out there, the main cast. And they started talking about how, Seth Rogen basically said, you know, back in the 90s when this comic book came out, he wouldn't have been able to make it into a TV show. He's surprised they let him make it now. He's like, but the society has degenerated so much that we can come with stuff like that.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we finally got the names of those actresses. Pollyanna McIntosh is the Scott, the Trash King, Trash Queen. Pollyanna McIntosh.
Okay.
And then Ricky Lindholm was your moderator from The Big Bang Theory.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, and of course, when the guy that plays Kripke came out, he went, hello. And he's like, okay, that's enough of that. He's like, that's pandering. Preacher came out. They started with a New Orleans jazz band walking down the hall and then dancing around on stage for a little bit, which was,
and they were playing When the Saints Come Marching In, right?
Exactly. Yes. And then they brought out the whole cast, including the Santa Killers. Talked for a little while. I went and got in line because it had been bugging me since our last Shadow.
Preacher cast, yeah.
What the heck did
Dennis?
Did he say?
Yeah.
And I got up there, and then another question hit me instead. So while I was up there, they showed us the introduction of Air Star, and it is fantastic. It is the comic book totally over, and you will laugh your butt off and enjoy it and be like, this is fantastic. But after they did that, then they actually introduced the actor playing Air Star to the stage, and they brought his two major henchmen, which of course includes the guy from Timeless. Right. So they came out on stage.
Malcolm Barrett,
yes.
Hoover.
And then I got up there for my question. I was the last question, so everybody hated me because they started booing me when I had to tell everybody that I was the last question. And I told Hardwick, I'm like, the girl next to me told me I had to say it. And he's like, what are you complaining about? You get to ask a question.
Exactly.
So, you're like, shut up, Hardwick.
I'm like, hey, I didn't want to right say now. It. She made me say it, yeah. So my question was, because we talked about this on our after show, was whether they would bring specific characters because of how too far along they are, where they could really be stretching the boundaries.
Uh-huh.
And then I threw into Seth Rogen that I would love to see if they do bring those type of characters in, that they, when they cast the sex investigators, that it's Rogen and Franco playing them.
Yeah.
to which you got a little bit of a laugh in the crowd, and then Rogen responded with too much like real life.
Yeah, that would be too much like real life, yeah.
So, but he said those characters are coming. He said that they'll probably come because they're letting them do whatever. So
awesome.
Jesus Desaad, sex investigators, he said the sky's the limit. AMC's really let them do. He said they're going about different ways of getting them out there, you know, because like we saw the Meat King came first and he's way late in the comic book, but they're coming. And then lastly, we got the Defenders panel.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
so juiced up for that one, man.
I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Well, I got to be honest. The best part of the Defenders panel had nothing to do with the Defenders. Jeff Loeb was the moderator. Jeff Loeb is a legend in comic book history. He's a writer. He's gone through some really, really major things over the years. He had a son that had cancer that passed away about 13 years old, I think it was. He was really, really good friends with Michael Turner, who was one of the most amazing artists out there, originally drew Witchblade.
they both worked on Superman, Batman together. And Michael Turner was about 26 years old, had beaten cancer and then died of it. Got another hit from it and died of it. So Jeff Loeb's had a lot of hits with cancer being close to him. So he does a lot of charity for it. But he was talking during the moderation, and the head of programming for Comic-Con came out during it and was holding the Inkpot trophy. And Jeff Loeb was the 8th recipient of the Inkpot trophy, which is excellence in comics, art, movies, and television. So it was a huge, huge thing. He didn't know it was coming. It was a surprise. That was really the moment of the night. Standing ovation for him. Really glad that he got it. He was super surprised because he's like, this isn't for people like me. This is Spielberg gets this trophy. Joe Quesada, who's in charge of Marvel, gets this trophy. I don't get this trophy.
Beth is chiming in that Turner did Fathom.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yes. Amazing artist.
Good
amazing.
Call.
A talent that was lost way too soon.
Absolutely. What did you say, 26 or 27? Because there's a number, a thing with 27s.
it's around there. No, it's around that. It was around the mid 20s was how old he was.
Yeah.
Did he hit 30? Maybe he hit 30. I don't, but he was young. He was very young. And it was the fact that he had been dealing with cancer almost his whole life. Then they went into the panel, which he said there was going to be surprises. The first surprise we got, John Barenthal came out, and we got some Punisher footage.
Nice. Very nice.
Freaking awesome.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
They brought the cast out of Defenders. They brought out the girl playing Elektra. It's already confirmed she's back and alive, you know.
Of course. Who didn't see that?
He said, you guys gave me a standing ovation, but if you really need to give a standing ovation, it's the first woman of movies, the excellence. And they brought Sigourney Weaver out. So. Of course, we gave her a standing ovation, Sigourney.
You guys would have been kicked out of Hall H if you hadn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they wanted to talk to the cast, and the cast kept chiming up. And of course, this is a rehearsed part, but they kept chiming up like, they don't want to hear from us. And Jeff's like, no, they want to hear from you. And like, no, you said you were going to bring surprises. So can't we just show them? And he's like, oh, you know what? You want? Okay, we'll show you. We're going to give you guys a clip that's exactly as long as the first episode.
Wow. Cute.
Yeah, they were messing with us.
Yeah, so they showed us the whole first episode. Once again, 4 hours of sleep. I just about fell out of my chair from being in a dark room because I was falling asleep. But it was fantastic. So,
yeah, man, I am so excited. I'm going to try to watch it all one day.
Yeah, and that's the highlights for today. I mean, tomorrow's going to be insane. But
so what are you what's the plan of attack? What is the Mesh 5150 plan of attack for tomorrow? It was just
sit
a
in
real,
a chair
real
and
quick
cheer all day. Yeah.
No, no. I mean give us a real quick run through. Just real quick.
Warner Brothers is the first panel. Already confirmed from Warner Brothers is gonna be Blade Runner, Ready Player One, and It, which you're also going to get DC stuff. So you'll probably get some JLA stuff.
Nice.
Possibly Black Adam, maybe Aquaman, but that's probably the most of it. I don't think they're going to do a Green Lantern announcement yet. And then we're getting a Women Who Kick Ass panel, which is Charlize Theron. It's a spotlight on her, which I'm a little surprised. I think it's awesome that she's getting a spotlight, but I would have loved to have seen a panel that was Women Who Kick Ass previous versus now. And have Charlize on there with Sigourney. That would have just been a freaking,
that would have been killer.
I would have lost my mind. Yeah. We'll have that. We have a Westworld panel. So it's the first time Westworld's in Hall H. So that'll be big. Stranger Things. First time Stranger Things has been here. So that's going to be huge.
Very cool.
And we're ending with Marvel. So Marvel's always, always tries to bring it. There was a tweet from Ruffalo about roughly 2-3 weeks ago where he said, what they're bringing to Hall H in this year is bigger than he's ever seen before. So we're in for a major treat. And he said that about this panel. He didn't say it about D23. He said it about San Diego. So
Robert's asking about Atomic Blonde, by the way.
So Atomic Blonde is getting an actual screening down here.
a free screening.
Whoa.
That is going on tomorrow, but I will be in Hall H, so I won't be able to get to it. But I think that's the main thing focus with the spotlight on her is I think they're going to give a little bit more focus to Atomic Blonde. So I would almost say it is kind of an Atomic Blonde panel, but it's just TV Guide does it, and they do their Women Who Kick Ass panel every year.
Got it.
But this is the first time they've only done one person on there. So
very interesting.
Which is okay, because the year that we had Michelle Rodriguez up there, you know, trying to incite more craziness was very odd.
Resident Evil. Something like that, I think.
Yeah. Something along those lines, exactly.
Well,
but yeah, that's
lots of fun.
It's gonna get really loud up here for me soon because I'm getting closer to the Adult Swim, and it looks like they're probably playing some Rick and Morty or something for people because they're all sitting down watching the screen.
All right,
they might be. Well, they might be showing some Rick and Morty. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you can see behind me, I don't know. You see the big head?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
So let's, I say we should get into this nerd fight.
Yeah, let's get in the nerd fight and wrap this thing up. Thanks for, you know, the coverage, though. I mean, I know that this is your thing, but as the Big Papa Matt said last week, I mean, this is where Mess is at his absolute best. I mean, he is just a freaking machine out there during Comic-Con. He always knows where to go. He always knows the best panels to check out. So it's always great to hear. I feel like I live intravenously through you at Comic-Con right now. So awesome job. Tonight, this week's nerd fight, though, is going to be, I mean, best fandom from Comic-Con. So we want to hear from you in the chat channel there. Just start throwing stuff out. I mean, we're talking, this is huge. It could be Marvel, it could be DC, it could be Game of Thrones, Supernatural, of course, or just CW shows in general. Mess throughout Westworld. He was talking about Westworld there for a moment. there's a ton of stuff that where you could go with. The number one pick is going to, what we're going to do is we're going to go based off of the last nerd fight that we did where we actually chose. Right. So the last one that we chose, Mest actually got one with his pick of Genie from Aladdin when we were doing our D23 picks. So we'll let Mest kick it off with what is his fandom? What's the number one pick?
It's loud here. This is a tough one because there's so many great fandoms to go with and stuff. But for Comic-Con, going with the best nerd fandom at Comic-Con, I reached out to the Hall H line because I wanted to bring it from the Hall H line for the pick. So I'm going with Marvel. So
nice.
It's all of Marvel.
Huh?
Yeah.
Marvel. All Marvel. Okay.
So I walked down the line while you guys were talking earlier, and I had myself on mute, and I asked everybody in line, you know, and majority of the people that were in this line were hands down Marvel. Marvel's the best fandom. So hey, that's what I'm going with.
We do want to give a shout out because Genie won that vote. Today would have been Robin Williams' birthday, so we do want to always love him. So we want to just give some. Hey, we're all about showing that love right now.
Yeah, he is.
That's at Comic-Con. Do what he does best, but man, much love for just an amazing comedian and actor. So I got second pick, and guess where I'm going? Anybody want to guess? Anybody want to guess?
Preacher? No, what are you wearing? I don't know what you're wearing.
Anybody want to guess?
Oh, DC.
Oh, Mess and I are going to go toe-to-toe. I'm going with DC. DC Comics, man. They got all my favorites. Batman and Flash and Green Arrow. I love Marvel, but I love DC, and that's part of me is what I'm gonna nerd rage for a second is why I love where Wonder Woman is taking DC. I hope that they continue to make movies like Wonder Woman, because
that's why I'm like
DC's been putting out a load of crap, you know, over the years. So
but I'm hoping
Flash yes, the Flash.
And I'm hoping JLA.
I love Vince.
By the way, I do have Big Papa Matt with me, so when we get to him,
I'm good. Sad. Well, it's going. He's coming up soon. Next pick, though, I'm just going to jump right in. So Super Hooven Freak gets the next pick, third pick in the draft.
I mean, come on. Okay, I'm seriously like, I woke my butt up at 1 o'clock in the morning to go stake out the Conan O'Brien line just to try and get in to see Supernatural. And lo and behold, who beat me to the punch? Like 500 other Supernatural fans who spent the night on a sidewalk just to get standby tickets. No guarantee they were actually even going to get tickets. So I'm, of course, going with Supernatural because they are insane. They are crazy and great. And I hate them all right now because they beat me to the punch because it's like, dude, seriously, like we showed up, Mest and I showed up at like, I think 5 o'clock, 4:45 in the morning, and there was already almost 300 people in line to try and get standby tickets. And so obviously we didn't get in, but you know, that's always my pick.
I got to give some love real quick to Eric in the chat channel who just threw out the Flash Gordon. So Flash, gotta give him some Flash love. 80s flashback there. We're going over to back to Mest, who has the Big Papa Matt's vote. So I think because he was next, right? I'm almost positive.
Well, yeah, I have him here next to me. He's not in Texas. He's actually here.
Hey! So. Playa, playa!
We have two beards next to each other. He said, playa, playa. Oh, God, he's licking him.
His beard will consume yours. Run!
No, I got two.
So he's
totally diehard Robert Kirkman. So he's going skybound.
Awesome.
Which pretty much will take the hold of Walking Dead as well, because that's skybound. So
Invincible.
And Invincible. Invincible's his favorite property of Skybound, but yeah, Skybound's his choice.
Oh, absolutely. Those might
war. Very cool.
Hell yeah.
Good pick. All right, and we'll go back to
I've never read any.
I don't have the list in front of me. I think it's actually we'll take one for the chat room, and then we'll go to Igor, and then we'll take another one from the chat if they have one. But I did see Disney out there, so
I'm trying to get all these spotlights for you guys, but they're everywhere around me.
Yeah,
I know.
So we'll. Why don't you mute for a second, Mess, and that'll take you off the video for there you go, perfect. I'm going to jump into the chat channel from Marley Ball, who called out Disney. She actually asked, can we choose Disney? I'm like, heck yeah, you can choose Disney. So we're going to give them Disney from the chat channel because why not? I mean, that's dude, that's a huge fandom. So
you're so nice.
You're so nice. Disney took Star Wars away from us this year from Comic-Con. You're so nice, dude.
I know. Do you separate those two? I guess you don't anymore, but technically they have Star Wars, but I think, I don't know.
They were so mean. They took it to D23 and didn't let Star Wars premiered its first trailer at Comic-Con. It's so sad. Star Wars isn't here this year.
True that. Igor.
I'm going to have to give it to Game of Thrones.
All right. Hey,
Game of Thrones. Because, I mean, look at how brutal and creepy a storyline that is, but the characterizations and the stories are such that you start off with the show being, you know, getting the writer himself standing there saying, this is exactly what I see in my head, guys. All the way on out to today, where you can get goofy stuff like...
Sorry, that was my knock on George R. R. Martin.
Hey, yeah.
This is the one thing that not easy to do. Watching the movie, or in this case, watching the show, is better than reading the books.
Whew.
Sorry.
Books are a little rough. I mean, even get one of the mouthiest video game channels on YouTube having Grey Worm, aka Jacob Anderson, on a regular basis and welcoming him like he's one of their own. So I mean literally the fans of Game of Thrones, I have to throw it to. You're a beautiful crowd.
Absolutely. And
it's not a happy show, but you're beautiful, but it's a beautiful crowd.
we didn't do a what are you playing, what are you watching, but I do want to throw out that I was scorned over this weekend for having never watched Game of Thrones. Well, I'd watched an episode. So I need a lot of heat from that. I have now watched 26 episodes in 5 days. So I am blazing through at a rate of 4 to 5 episodes a day. So I will be caught up very quickly.
It's about time.
I'll tell you, I was hooked at the end of season one. Daenerys with dragons was like, you had me at her with dragons. Anyway, awesome pick, Igor. I totally, totally agree with you. Do we have another one from the chat?
Oh, chat.
Oh, I do see a vote for Disney as a vote for Star Wars.
Right.
Well played.
So, really
well.
There was one more that was brought up within the Hall H line. If you want to take one last one from the Hall H,
sure.
WB, the comic book shows. So just the WB comic shows.
You mean CW?
CW.
Yeah. Well, Warner Brothers who owns CW shows. So Arrow, yeah.
Flash.
Tomorrow,
that's good.
Flash.
I mean, I would call that the CWDC.
Well, here's the thing with it. The WB shows, when they used to do the panels here, they used to combine all of them into one panel, so it does make it all the same universe.
By the way, Eric just said, a vote for DC is a vote for Warner Brothers.
Okay, then. Then never mind. You want to really get the fanatics? You want to really get the fanatics? Just throw Funko on that list, and then you'll see insanity.
Vertigo. That means I own Vertigo too. So thank you. I got it all. Funko, should we go?
No, I was just joking. I was like, if you want
Doctor
to
Who, here we go. I think we should go with Doctor Who. Yep. Oh my God. Yep. Doctor Who. It is.
I'm like, hello.
Good calls. There's a reason her name is Super Whovian.
Who?
Super Natural Whovian. Yes. Very well done. So there is your list. So I'll run through it real quick. We have Marvel, DC, Supernatural, Skybound, which of course includes The Walking Dead, Invincible, that whole group. We have Disney, which includes Star Wars, Game of Thrones, and Doctor Who. I'd say, man, that's a pretty, pretty dang good list. And I don't even know. I think the Supernatural fans, though, are a force to be reckoned with. So I would be a little bit scared of how well they come out to support their fandom. So
unless you get that vote for DC is a vote for WB. Those WB fans.
Like I said, they are crazy. They are definitely crazy. Passionate.
I will fairly say that Supernatural to me does not belong to the DC. So
no.
It does not at all. So it is its own beast, its own beautiful, lovely beast. So it'll stay where it is. So the Dalek relaxation tape. Yes, Molly Bob. Yes. Very well played. but with that, we're gonna wrap this thing up. We went a little bit over. Sorry about that. Thank you, everybody who hung out in the chat channel, Marley Ba and Beth and Eric and Ryan and Robert. Great conversation today. We went a little bit long because we wanted to give you that live kind of feedback from Best. And I'm glad that his video kind of came through. And another nerdy thing that Jack Malis dropped on us is apparently cell signal gets better at night. So that's why all of a sudden he's coming through with good video and audio. So for all of you technical nerds out there. So we definitely thank you for joining us. We're going to just talk about where you can follow everybody. I'll speak for Mest for him. You can follow Mest right now, Mest_MaliceCorp on Twitter. You can also follow Malice Corp on Twitter, just at Malice Corp. Make sure you follow on Instagram as well. That's at Malice Corp. Or at Mest5150 on Instagram as well, so you can see all the different pictures. Make sure you're liking and subscribing to this YouTube channel because we have a ton more content to come. Igor, where can we follow you?
Harris_Doubledon on Twitch.tv or on PlayStation Network if you want to tool around Destiny with me.
I was going to say, I saw today when I went on and was playing a little PlayStation, I saw that you were playing a little Destiny 2. So,
okay.
I did see that.
Our good buddy Chris Pacetto not only brought us an awesome comic himself, but he helped make an awesome game.
By the way, I have to chime in on this.
Uh-oh.
Who the heck's decision was it to have the open beta for Destiny 2 on Comic-Con weekend? What the heck?
I blame Activision.
It's love for all those nerds that couldn't be there, okay? That couldn't afford to spend $240 for a Comic-Con experience. It's nerds like me and Igor who are nowhere close to San Diego, okay?
I guess. I'll give a pass.
You'll give a pass on that one.
I'm still annoyed.
You can, Super Hoovian Freak, where can we follow you?
Follow me on Twitter at SuperHoovianNut.
Excellent. One more plug, couple other plugs I want to just throw out real quick. We have Malice Corp Game Night. That is one of the videos. If you're on this YouTube channel, you'll see a video playlist. It says Malice Corp Game Night. There's a ton of stuff that we're streaming. Star Wars, The Old Republic, World of Warships. We've got some different stuff that I've thrown up from PlayStation, like Rocket League and Middle-Earth, Shadow of Mordor. Tons and tons of different stuff. I actually just picked up the Diablo 3 Necromancer package, so I will probably be streaming some Necromancer action from Diablo 3 just to show a little bit of gameplay on that. So definitely make sure you're checking out that and giving those videos some like and love. Especially the like the SWTOR videos, because we have Super Hoovian Freak mic'd up with Jack Malice, and they are talking their way through these.
It's a lot of fun. You get to see us, you know, killing a bunch of stuff, and sometimes we get killed. You know, like the other night, both Jack Malice and myself got blown off completely of a platform and into the Nether, and we died epically. It was great fun.
But it's cool to see gamers interacting together and talking. I like it when I watch the video and I can see you guys strategizing and kind of talking about how are we going to go about attacking this. So that's really cool to me to be able to jump in and kind of see your thought process as you guys are going. So definitely check out those videos. And again, like and subscribe so that you can catch everything else that we're going to be putting up from Comic-Con. If you want to support us, again, like, subscribe, check out our website, mouse-corp.com, for all things nerd. And, if you see something you like, if you're an Amazon fan, like I am, you can sign up for Amazon Prime right there on our website. It's a free trial and it helps us out. You can also sign up for Audible. So if you can listen to your audiobooks, like if you're into, George R.R. Martin books and listening to them through audiobook because you don't want to read 2,000 plus pages just to get a character development, you can do that on Audible and actually listen to it, and it sounds a lot better than it reads. So you can do that. You get 2 free books just to try out that service. So, or you can follow any of our Amazon links in any of our articles and buy yourself something and help us out that way as well. So we definitely appreciate your support. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. We will be back next Friday night with this same podcast. Obviously, we'll have everybody on better internet connections as well.
Don't forget that if you guys are in the San Diego area, to check out Sky High Comics.
Yes,
they were in the voting for best comic book shop in San Diego. And maybe we can get that link down there below for you too to check it out. Also, Battle Mage, great pub in San Diego. You may see a couple of us there on Sunday. We may pop in.
we might get a video from Battle Mage. That would be really cool, actually, to show people what it looks like, too, on the inside. Because we keep talking about their magic tournaments and things like that, and it would be really cool to – you got to get us a quick little video before too much drinking ensues. And drinking's bad, kids, so – they're drinking the aftermath. Okay.
I'm just going to have some milk. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's all Yoo-hoo. Yoo-hoo Rumpelstiltskin. Give that Big Daddy shout out. Yeah. So hey, thanks again for joining us. I think I got everything. I think I covered it all. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I know it's a little different than usual, and I ramble sometimes, but hey, join us Sunday night as well for Game of Thrones. So we'll be talking episode 2 for season 7 of Game of Thrones, and on Monday night we will be back talking Preacher again. So we will be at season 2 episode 6 of Preacher. So
and I might look a little arse faced on Monday night.
He might look like he's got some some facial.
All I gotta say changes. Is free swag. Free swag.
The swag snagger has gotten himself some Preacher swag that he will be bringing to Monday night. So make sure you check that out. The caller will be back now that we're out of the Dallas flashbacks. So definitely be here to check that out as well. So again, we thank you all. Thank you, Jack Malice. A special thanks for running the show tonight for us. Love you, man. Thanks for hanging out with us. All you
thanks people tuning in, guys. I know it was an extra long night, but it was an extra special episode. So
yeah, and all you people in San Diego at the Comic Con right now, be safe out there. Have fun, nerd out,
messed extra special,
extra special messed.
If you guys see me walking around or something, come by, say hi. Yeah. We love hearing from people. We want to know if we're doing a good job, if there's things we can do better. So please.
And if you see that epic beard, definitely say hi to him as well.
Know that there's a mat behind it.
Yeah. I'm not getting next to him. He's trying to lick my cheek every time I get over there. So
he's trying to lick your eyeball.
I was rubbing our beards together. I wasn't licking you.
It felt moist.
And with that, we'd like to thank you again and just say to everybody, until next time.
Sweating, man. It's humid out here.
Stay nerdy out there.
You guys keep nerding on.
But mostly stay nerdy out there.